Dun, dun, dun.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? And welcome to another episode of Rambles and Reviews. Yeah.
Hey, every time you do that, I think about Prestige Worldwide. Why? I don't know why.
Yo, as always, it's your boy, Rob J, a.k.a. the Breakfast Food Bandit, the English Dub Enthusiast, the Croc Hashira, the Waffle House Warrior, Chasing Mimosa. And I'm here with my guy, as always, Scuba Steve. What's going on?
Yo. It is I, Scuba Steve, a.k.a. Scholar's Dad or whatever, a.k.a. the Insta-Negator, a.k.a. I cosplay one cosplay as two different people. I think that's it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man.
What's okay. Good? Man.
I'm going to work on my AKs. I'm not
I was just going to say, yeah, that's something that, like, we probably need to work on.
I'm not used to doing them.
Facts, man. But we are here, man. We're here to talk about Invincible, the hottest thing smoking right now. Invincible season mm-hmm. 2, episode Trace. Man, Trace. What a fucking episode. This episode was really fire, bro. I just, mm-hmm. man, and we only have one left this year. There's only one episode left, and then they are going on a mid-season break, and we're going to get it. We're going to get the last four episodes sometime next year. Hopefully we'll get it in January or February, whenever. I assume that they have to, like, let us know when we're getting those last four episodes of Invincible. They'll probably tell us after the fourth episode, bro.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm wondering, because once this comes out with the next list or whatever, because I don't know if you saw, but it's confirmed now that Steven Yeun is going to play Sentry,
bro. In Robert Kirk and the person that did it, the person that actually broke that news was Robert Kirk. Like, I don't think.
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
He was. I think I didn't hear the episode. I didn't hear, like, what happened, but he was doing a podcast or something like that, and then. Mm. He broke the news. I don't know if he was supposed to do that. Like, you know, I mean?
Technically the NDA is with Steven Yeun, not with him. So, I mean, technically, bro. I guess he gets Steven Yeun in trouble, because how else would he know?
Yeah. So that's crazy. Like, yo, this man is playing Sentry. I guess, I mean, Robert Kirkman said it. So I'm just like, I mean, I guess it's official. Nobody else said it.
That's crazy.
Said nothing about it, so I'm assuming, you know what I mean? That's kind of crazy. But yeah, I just wish that, like, I wish they would have just gave us all eight. You know what I mean? This mid-season break, I feel like, well, depending on how, like, this next one goes, I feel like it kills the momentum a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, bro, we're such on a high, especially after this third episode. Like, man, and oh man, let's just get into it. Steve, what did you think of this third episode of Invincible season 2?
I thought it was fire. I gotta remember it, like, I've read everything, so sometimes I'd be like, it's happening. And it's just like, it's kind of just like fun, but it's not the same as, like, the wow factor that I know that I should be getting. And I feel like I did. Yeah, I'm glad you're not gonna read it and you'll be surprised.
Yeah,
but I'm still surprised that we haven't got Angstrom Levy again for another episode.
Bring that up.
I'm like, bro, y'all brought him in as, like, a, you know what I'm saying, like a main thing for the first episode, and then they kind of just went away from him, kind of like, he's Angstrom, out there, he's in the universe.
Angstrom Levy again, right, in this episode, which was, I don't know, but it's Invincible. Like, I have faith in them. You know what I'm saying? I have a feeling that, like, you know, they know exactly what's going on and what they're doing. But yeah, that's very interesting. Like, we in that first episode, it was, like, heavy on him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Second episode, we don't get him until, like, the post-credit scene. Mm-hmm. And then in this episode, he's not in it at all.
At all. Yeah. That's crazy. But yeah, I love this episode. I remember, and it's the exact way that it happens in the thing. It's happened like that in the comics too.
Really? So really?
When Mark is about to have sex, it literally says, okay, let's give them some alone time.
For real?
And then, yeah, they really put that in the fucking narrator. Yeah, it's like, let's give him some, let's give him some alone time and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then when the alien happened, it was all like, oh, okay, well, where can we go? And then they go back to Mark, they'd be like, nope, can't go here. And like, yeah, they literally do that in the comics.
Or yeah, see, like, it's been like a minute since I read it, because like, for one, I have a horrible memory. But then, now, like you say that, yeah, that 1,000% happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was all like, that's funny as hell.
Nah, man, but bro, this episode was really, really good. I feel like this is like the best. That first episode was super fire, so I can't say it's the best, but man, it was super strong. We got a lot of things. Yeah, best of this season, but I don't like it's. I think the first episode.
You could argue that this might be the best episode of the season because
okay.
The alien and Viltrumite shit was tough,
bro.
And then the reveal you get at the end, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, man, this episode, there's a lot to get to, man. Let's just dive right into the episode, bro. So, we start off, Mark goes to college, he's finally off. His mom, you know what I'm saying? She's like, I'm gonna miss you, you know, all of that stuff. And like that just took me back to like my first day in college when I was a freshman. I'm like, man. I did not know what I was getting myself into, boy. College was what a time to be alive, bro. I swear.
I'm one day in, I got into a fight.
Wait. The first day?
Bro, because
move-in day? You got into a fight on move-in day, Steve.
So it was my dad's fault. If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to the Patreon.
Hey, man, come over to the Patreon, man. There's more dope content, unfiltered. Dope conversations that happen before we actually record the podcast. It's a lot of dope stuff over there. You can subscribe for as low as that $2 holla. Hey, and if you want to give more, perfectly inclined to do that as well. But subscribe to that Patreon, please.
Yeah, and if you know me, I'm going to get drunk and be bad on this Patreon.
That's a fact. Come on over to the Patreon.
We love y'all. God keep y'all. And we out.
Peace. Later days or whatever the fuck.